Benjamin Franklin was America's first storm chaser. Some advice for almanac enthusiasts who'd like to follow in his footsteps from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Back to programming in a minute, but first, listen to this. Since the New York Mint is releasing to the public classic U.S. gold coins, there's a number you can call for free historical information and a free DVD. But first, it says that during the Great Depression, people were clamoring for gold coins because no one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. The government finally took them out of circulation, and a government meltdown was ordered. That's why most of us have never even seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a stash was discovered in Europe, gleaming U.S. gold coins minted between 1866 and 1933, all uncirculated. It says the New York Mint is releasing them to the public on a first-come, first-served basis when you call, here it is, 1-800-905-6928. Wouldn't that be amazing to hold U.S. history? Okay, if you want that free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-905-6928. 1-800-905-6928.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 21st, the 142nd day of the year. Actor Judge Reinhold has a birthday, and one of Hollywood's most endearing marriages began on this day in 1945 when Lauren Bacall married Humphrey Bogart. Most almanac readers know enough to come out of the rain, but there is a certain breed of weather enthusiast who actively runs toward bad weather. They become known as storm chasers, but it can be a dangerous game for amateurs, say the experts. Storm chasing requires a healthy knowledge of storm structure and development. A spotting class offered by the National Weather Service is recommended minimal training. The biggest hazard of storm chasing, by the way, is not severe weather, but traffic accidents. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather facts and your local forecast at almanac.com.